Good morning.
Let us open our Bible. We see from John chapter 15. Yesterday we read from verse 9 to 16. Today we read two verses, 18 and 19. John 15, 18 and 19. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I close you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we would like to thank you because you give us opportunity this morning can come close near to you. And before we do anything, we hear the word of God and we can pray and we can talk with you. Bless this beautiful moment, Father, so we can know you more and we know how should we do in this world. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. John 15 is part of the last message from Jesus to his disciple. If we see and compare the Gospel of John and other synoptic gospel, we cannot find this teaching. So we see that John special put these three verses, 14, 15, and 16, to his disciple. Of course, in these three verses, there are so many beautiful teaching for us. For example, like we read now, if you show your Bible, especially American Standard Bible, the title is Christian and the World, Relationship Between Christian and the World. Jesus already told us that the world hates you. What kind of the world that hates me? Hate you and me. Brother and sister, if we read the whole Gospel of John, we can see and know that the meaning of the world have some meaning. For example, if we read John chapter 3, verse 16, that say, "For God so loved the world." The world in John chapter 3, 16 is the people who live in the world. But in John 15, verse 18, the world doesn't mean the people. John Walford said, "The world is the system of organized society hostile to God, which is under Satan's power." So this is the meaning of the world. Jesus already told the disciple that this kind of system will make problem to the disciple. And we see, after Jesus died and rise and go to heaven, and the disciple get persecution by the world, by Jewish, by a Roman Empire. Jesus already told them, this kind of system still in this world today. Why I say like that? For example, if we compare with Genesis 3, verse 4, we can see that Satan said something different to Eva that against the word of God. Today, we see this system failure again with Christianity. They make right become wrong, and they make wrong become right. For example, in our society, we see like in my country, everybody feel right when say something wrong to get some money from other people. Even in the court, if you know some Indonesian culture, read Indonesian newspaper or news from Indonesia, you can see that people say, "Oh, it's okay, do like that. If you need something with government people, it looks so difficult, you just come and put some money and like this, and okay." So everybody know that is right. but we know that is wrong. This kind of system we live. So I can tell you that this system feel smell of flesh. What I say feel smell of flesh, let us turn to Galatians chapter 5. Verse 19 to 20. Now the works of flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I say the system full of smell of flesh, this kind of smelling we can see in around the world. Like last night, when you heard the news that a police cuts out some people who force teenager to do prostitution. The first, they make the teenager make friend first by chatting everything, and then get out the teenager and then sleep with the teenager. After that, sold the teenager to other people. Oh, this is the world smell of flesh. That is why James say in James 4 verse 4, do not know that friendship of with the world is enemy with God. Whoever therefore want to be a friend of the world make himself an enemy of God. So in other side, Jesus told us this kind of system fellow against us. In other side, the Bible told us, don't be make friend to them. Why we don't make friend with the world? Why the world so hate us? We come back again to John 15. We see in verse 19, Jesus told us the first reason. If you were of the world, if you were of the world, that means you are not from the world. You are from God and belong to God. Why the world hate you? Because you are from the, you are from and belong to God. Why you cannot be make friend with the world? Because you are from and belong to God. Tell to your friend, you are and belong from the God. Amen? Yeah. Our ownership, not from the world, but from the God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 18 to 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, God buy us. God bring us to Him. Tell me, what have the world king, that means Satan, do for you? Nothing. Satan never do good thing for us. Satan always do bad thing for us. But God, through Jesus Christ, do the best thing for us. He do something that make us belong to Him. Last two weeks, when I was in Kupang and then attend a mission conference, PSAM shared the word from Isaiah 53, verse 10. Let us see together, 53 to 10. I think this verse is good for us to know.
Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief when you make his soul an offering of sin. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Who is him in this verse? Him in this verse is Jesus Christ. That means God pleased to do something make Jesus Christ feel so hard. Why God do this? Because of us. That means God do something for us. God so love us. When we are sinner, God show the love. How God show the love? By sending Jesus Christ to the cross. So I said that God so love us. That is why he want us belong to him. If we really belong to God, that means we cannot make friend with the world. This is the first reason. The second reason, you have been chosen by God to do his plan. If we make friends with the world, we cannot fulfill God's plan to us. I always told myself, hey, Selamat, you are a pastor. You cannot have too many business time with the world. For example, one of my friend, he is a pastor. He likes fishing. You know, fishing never 5 minutes. I go fishing for 5 minutes. Never. You cannot spend 5 minutes time for fishing. You get nothing. When you want to get big fish for in fishing, you must spend a lot of time. Maybe 10 hours, just wait. 10 hours. You spend 10 hours for fishing. You lost your good time. Maybe if this 10 hours you use for reading Bible, you can make 10 messages. Is right? Before, I like to watching TV serial film like Kung Fu, martial art film. First one to till 40. I can read, I can show the TV film from 7 o'clock till midnight. One series, 40 hours. But now, I don't want to see this kind of film. I don't know, maybe lady like Korean movie? Korean movie, first one, first two, first three. Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. House chat time. Oh, sorry, sorry. This is very good. And then skip everything. So what I say, if you make friend with the world, you spend time to them. You forget that God already chose you. God has special planning for you. Let us see on Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Very clear. If we want to do God's plan, that means we must say no to ourselves and say yes to God. Number three. Although we do not make friends with the world, but we must love the people who live in bondage in the world. Why I say like that? Because John chapter 3, verse 16 told us that God so love the world. Everything God loves, we must love. Everything God hates, we must hate. Amen? Yeah. God so loved the world. Because God so loved the world, that means we must also love the world. God sent us to His ministry. God sent us to His mission. And God sent us to build His kingdom in this world. So, I really, really like to hear one question from God to Elijah. What are you doing here, Elijah? The same question. What are you doing in the world, all my friend? Are you just spend your time? Are you just doing what you want? Are you just, just wake up morning and then wait for night? You know, many Hong Kong people like that. Especially elderly. They don't know what should they do. Morning yam cha, read newspaper, and then yam cha is cheap. If you do not eat anything, just spend $6. And you can sit around 1 hour. And then after that, wait afternoon, lunch, and then wait night, dinner. And then after that, watching television, and then sleep. Oh, God not send us to do like thing. God sent us to build His kingdom. So everybody must ask themselves, what are you doing in this world? We do not only send to the world, but makes the world's difference because of us. Amen? That is why Jesus told us, you are the light and the salt of the world. Light always make different. Salt always give different taste. In where? In the world. If many friend of you doing something wrong and they say good, we cannot do the same way. Why? Because I belong to the world. I belong to God. And God sent me to give different in the world. Let us pray together. We use few minutes to meditate this verse, and everybody asks God, what should I do in the world? You are not belong to the world. You are belong to God. God has special program for you. And God wants you make different in the world.
Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come.
We really, really love God. We must hate the world. That is why word value cannot enter your mind. You must throw away everything that came from the world that made you far from the God. You must throw away. You ask Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit sanctify you again, so you can belong to God. We thank God because first till 3rd October, we have special moment, we have retreat. We pray that through this retreat, many people can come closer to God. We pray for the speaker so that God can use the speaker to say something to us. We pray for everybody who already apply and won't join, that God give them opportunity. Let us pray together for the retreat.
Bapa di dalam surga, kami ucapkan syukur, terima kasih Bapa, karena kami boleh bersama-sama mengadakan retreat Bapa. Kami berdoa supaya melalui retreat ini Bapa, lebih banyak anak yang datang lebih dekat kepada-Mu Bapa. Kami berdoa supaya Tuhan tolong, supaya melalui retreat ini kami berdoa supaya lebih banyak orang mengenal Engkau dan hidup sesuai dengan kehendak. Oh Bapa, terima kasih. Kami berdoa supaya melalui kasih kuasa-Mu retreat ini nyata dan banyak jiwa yang dimenangkan. Kau berkati pembicaraan, Kau berkati panitia, Kau berkati semua yang sudah daftar Bapa. Terima kasih Bapa, kami bersyukur, berterima kasih. Tuhan Kau pimpin dan berkati. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin.
We also pray for pastoral staff in SP, especially for VSAM. We pray for him that God always anoint him and make him a blessing for all SP members. Let us pray for pastoral staff, VSAM Kim, also Pinet, also Ken, also me as a Phoebe pastor. We pray that through this all pastoral staff, God want to do something good for SP and VB. Let us pray together.
Bapa di dalam surga, kami mengucap syukur, kami berdoa bersama-sama Bapa. Kami berdoa supaya Tuhan yang tolong, Tuhan yang memberkati, supaya melalui pastoral staff yang ada, baik Pastor Samuelson serta yang lain Bapa, Tuhan berkati, menjadi berkat bagi kami semua. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih Engkau pimpin hamba-hambamu yang melayani ini Bapa, supaya semakin banyak jiwa yang dimenangkan, dibina dan dididik seturut dengan kehendak-Mu. Kami punya keluarga, berkati keluarga kami Bapa, supaya kami boleh sungguh-sungguh bersama dengan keluarga melayani Engkau. Terima kasih Bapa. Terima kasih. Dalam nama Tuhan Yesus kami berdoa. Amin.
In few minutes, we will leave this place. I want you one by one pray for your friend and pray for your friend beside you. Pray for him or for her that God will use your friend, give big impact to the world. Let's pray for your friend, each other, pray for your friend. And then tell your friend that God has special program for you. God wants you give big impact to the world. You pray for your friend and your friend pray for you. Tell your friend that God wants you be a soul and the light of the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You give us good time today. And we believe that you already blessed us. So we will go be a blessing for the world, for our friend in the office, in the family, to share the good news for them, to give them good example as the Son of God, and to lead them come closer to you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And then one announcement that tomorrow we have no EMP. Tomorrow is holiday. Maybe you have a special time for tomorrow. Okay, God bless.